Yerushalmi Trimis corresponding to Chulin Bavli Daf Samach Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amud Aleph on the second line. Taninan. Taninan de Basa ain't toy midava she nigma malachtoi, other shall nigma malachtoi, Vachala Shaava, Halachatrilla, Loi, Vachafilu Lachatrilla. The Gemara asks that from the Mishnah taught that one may separate oil for pickled olives or wine for grapes that will be made into raisins, but the Mishnah later says that you may not separate from a completed produce from an uncompleted produce, but if he did, it's valid, and the Mishnah actually permitted it. In Tema Shnihi Medav Shenigma Malachtoi, if you suggest that our Mishnah is different because the grapes that are for making raisins are considered complete, Hataninan Hapered Vatsmukim Vacharuvim Meshiyamid Arima. And one rejects this by saying it was taught that the work is considered complete when the pomegranate has dried out, when the grapes have become raisins, and when the carobs have been made into a pile. Rav Yosi ben Yosi b'shem Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar, ein lecha osa medava shenigma malachtei al dava shenigma malachtei ela goyin v'yekel v'vad. The Gemara answers from Rav Yosi ben Yosi quoting Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar that the prohibition to separate from a completed produce from an incompleted produce only applies to grains, wine, and oil. Lefi mahu toirim. The Gemara asks, when one separates oil for olives, do they separate according to the oil that the olives produce, or according to the edible part of the olives themselves? And Rabbi Yochanan, I see sir, midechilfai, Rabbi Oimer, lefi shmanam, I should say, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, lefi oichlan, that's the correct gear, aval loy, al gari nehoin. Rabbi Yochanan answers that the brisa of chilfai proves it. It says their Rebbe says that it's according to their oil, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's according to their edible part without their pits. Hakomoidim bekoluschin shehen toimim lefi oichlan avaloi garininan. All agree that about koluschin olives that they are according to their edible parts without the pits. Chananya boy ba'aflin and Shabbos kain. Chananya asked, well, do they have the same dispute about the amount to be liable for taking them out into public domain on Shabbos? Ashkachtani Rabbi Oimer b'Ravias Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer k'goygus. And we bring an answer from a Braitha. Rebbe says that a Ravias, which is usually 86 cc, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a fig's amount. And Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Hillel, v'af anan nami taninan hadad de mesail l'ador detani Rabbi Hoisha zesim al zesim v'hu osid l'koychan anovim al anovim v'hu osid l'dochan tuma v'yach zaviyatroim v'taninan mishatom shemen al zesim l'achila zesim al zesim l'achila yan al anovim l'achila v'anovim al anovim l'achila v'nimlach l'dochan ein esach l'achzor l'troim v'pnei shenimlach halenimlach tuma v'yach zaviyatroim. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Rabbi Hillel, said that the Mishnah statement earlier is a support for Rabbi Osha's Braitha. His Braitha teaches that if he separated olives for olives that will be pressed, or grapes for grapes that will be pressed, when he then presses them, he has to separate trimmer again. And the Mishnah taught that one who separated oil for olives that will be eaten, or olives for olives that will be eaten, or wine for grapes that will be eaten, or grapes for grapes that will be eaten, and then decided to press them, he doesn't need to separate trimmer again. But if he didn't change his mind, it's trimmer, and he has to separate again. Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish v'nashu lachem trumaschem kedagon min hageiren imashu mitzove es b'nei levi l'troim min hagamo hada'omo she'os l'ten loy shivolim. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, said that the Mishnah taught now that one may not separate from incompleted produce for completed produce. Now the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Pegin Ches Pasuk Chov Zayin, and your truma, which is trumas masa, shall be considered for you like grain from the threshing floor. From that which the Levim were told to take Trumas Masa from completed produce, it teaches that he may not give unprocessed ears of grain to the Kohen. Chir ba'ad b'shem b'shem ben Lokish, Masa Rishon sheikdim b'shibolim, Osa lechol mimenu arai, v'matam, es kodshe b'nei Yisrael loisachalalu v'loisamusu. Chir ba'ad, quoting b'shem ben Lokish, said that if Masa Rishon was wrongly separated when the produce was still in ears, one may not even eat from it casually because it's tevel. What's the source for this? It's a pasuk that says in Bamidbar Yudches, in pasuk Lamed Beis, you shall not profane the holy items of the children of Israel, so that you shall not die. Ma'o sheyolku al tivloi v'atayra, would one incur lashes from the Torah for eating such tevil? Rabbi Ashian, b'shem Rabbi Yona, masnisa amakein ein loikin al tivloi v'atayra, de tamninan tamon tumas masa shaver lebikurim b'shnei drachim, or letumah b'shnei drachim, v'niteres min ator al atomei, v'shulay min amukuf, Rabbi Shion, quoting Rabbi Yonah, said an answer that the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim teaches that one does not, because Trumas Mas is similar to Bikurim in two ways and similar to Trumah in two ways. One may separate from Tar for Tommy and from produce not in close proximity like Bikurim, but it prohibits the produce on the threshing floor and has a specific measure like Trumah. Islach Mema Oithereth Minagoyen Loila Acha Miruch Hadaama Shein Loiken Altiv Loit Vateu. And don't you say that the term Trumath Masa prohibits the produce on the threshing floor? That means after the smoothing of the grain there, which is the completion of its processing. And this shows that one does not incur lashes from the Torah for eating unprocessed Masa Rishon Tevel. Hadnalach Perek Chamisha.